single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. As we'll talk about today, we'll look at God's justice. We'll look at God's judgment against not only the nations, but against specific nations. In particular, in this case, we're going to look at God's judgment against the nation of Cush or Ethiopia. The one thing that we want to learn today about God is when God announces judgment, then judgment will come because God has said so. But what we need to learn about God is God does everything in his own sovereign, proper time. God seeks purpose more than he seeks time. Time is something that we look at, but God is a God of purpose. God wants the purpose fulfilled pursuant to his word first. Time is just a means of allowing that to happen. Let's look at the text together.
Isaiah chapter 17, verse 12 through chapter 18, verse 7. Oh, the raging of many nations, they rage like the raging sea. Oh, the uproar of the peoples, they roar like the roaring of great waters. Although the peoples roar like the roar of surging waters, when he rebukes them, they flee far away, driven before the wind like chaff on the hills, like tumbleweed before a gale. In the evening, sudden terror, before the morning, they are gone. This is the portion of those who loot us, the lot of those who plunder us. Woe to the land of whirring wings along the rivers of Cush, which sends envoys by sea and papyrus boats over the water. Go, swift messengers, to a people tall and smooth-skinned, to a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. All you people of the world, you who live on the earth, when a banner is raised on the mountains, you will see it, and when a trumpet sounds, you will hear it. This is what the Lord says to me. I will remain quiet and will look on from my dwelling place, like shimmering heat in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossom is gone and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he will cut off the shoots with pruning knives and cut down and take away the spreading branches. They will all be left to the mountain birds of prey and to the wild animals. The birds will feed on them all summer, the wild animals all winter. At that time, gifts will be brought to the Lord Almighty from a people tall and smooth-skinned, from a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. The gifts will be brought to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord Almighty.
Welcome back to Living Life. As we looked at earlier, the theme of the Living Life in this particular section of scripture has to do with judgment, the judgment of God. God has been using the nation of Assyria to exact judgment against many specific nations. In this particular case, though, God is also looking at judgment against the nations of the world as well. So no specific nation, but generally. And in verses 12 through 14 of chapter 17, God talks about the nations raging and the warring of the nations. In Matthew chapter 24, it talks about wars and rumors of wars between nations and raging and superpowers coming against each other, we know. However, God will put all that to an end. God will cause the nations to flee back to their own homelands. In this particular case, The nation of Assyria, as we know, God was using as an instrument of judgment, but Assyria also kind of represented the nations of the world. And God was referring to how he could very quickly, simply put a nation to destruction. When we think about Assyria, we think about the time that King Hezekiah prayed when he was besieged by the nation of Assyria. He prayed to God that he would be delivered from this, and he was. In the middle of the night, a destroyer angel came, and 185,000 soldiers were slain. When the Israelites woke up that next morning, all they saw were dead bodies around them. The enemy had fled because God had put this nation to destruction with respect to their soldiers and great armies. God is showing that he is sovereign. He is omnipotent. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords over every nation. Simply by his word, he puts a nation to destruction. But God's judgment, as we learned earlier, is not against just the nations. But let's continue with his theme, his judgment against specific nations. In chapter 18, verses 1 through 7, God specifically prophesies, there is specifically prophesied destruction against the nation of Cush. Isaiah is telling us that Cush, which is also Ethiopia, will come into the face of God's destruction through Assyria. Again, Assyria will be used as God's instrument or means of destruction. In chapter 18, verses 1 through 7, we see that Ethiopia, or Cush, is a land of aggressive people, warring people. And these people come to Israel to try to make a treaty with them against Assyria. But Isaiah prophesies, and Isaiah tells them in his prophecy, go back to Ethiopia, for God will exact judgment in the proper time. God does everything according to his proper time once his purpose is fulfilled. What was God's purpose? As we know, in 722 BC, Assyria defeated the northern kingdom of Israel. Ephraim was one of the main tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel. One of God's purpose in terms of exacting judgment against the northern kingdom of Israel for their idolatry and sinful practices was that they would be brought into captivity by Assyria. So it wasn't the time for God to cut off Assyria. It wasn't the time for God to exact judgment against Assyria until his purpose was achieved with Assyria bringing the northern kingdom of Israel into captivity in 722 BC. Finally, God says, when the right time comes, you will see and you will hear and you will know that it is me, because the bodies of these soldiers will be left for food for the wild birds in the summer and for the wild animals in the winter. And you, Ethiopia, Isaiah prophesies, will come and pay homage to Judah. You will come and pay homage to God at Mount Zion, the earthly seat of God's sovereign throne on earth. You will come pay homage with your gifts, because you will know that God is who he says he is. When it's the right time, judgment will come. Even though judgment will come, no one can escape judgment. Romans 1 says that the wrath of God is being poured out against all wickedness. However, there is a remedy. The remedy is in Jesus Christ. Jesus came full of truth and he came full of grace. For by grace we are saved through faith. And this is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, lest any should boast. My prayer to you and my encouragement is that you would seek the remedy in Jesus Christ for God's judgment. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We lift you up. We thank you for the beauty of your word and the truth of your word. May that word be applied to the hearts of those who are listening to the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world all as stepping in closer, CGM.